Good afternoon. Today is 1:30 p.m. Today is March 26th, Tuesday, and it's 1:30 p.m. And I'm Colette Czarnecki, and this is Talk on the Rock. It's that time of the year for outdoor summertime sports to ramp up. And today, we're going to hear from the Ringo Little League president and coach, Brianna Schilling, about the Ringo Little League. And it's her 8th year serving as the president and her 10th year as a coach. She's here with us in the studio. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSTK is 874-2345. Brianna, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in today. What inspired you to become the president of the Ringo Little League?
You know what? There was just a need that was there. And when I was growing up here in this town, I played baseball and I loved baseball. It's just always been a program that I fully support. And I had coached for a couple of years, and a person just approached me and asked me if I would like to take on the position because they needed to step down from it. And I just gladly took it on. I wanted to make sure that this program continued. And so yeah, I stepped in, not really knowing what I was getting myself into exactly. But, you know, it's been a journey. So
awesome. And so you mentioned earlier to me that the program prep begins in January and February. I imagine that involves figuring out how many teams there are, coaches, and coordinating when games are, right?
Yeah, things like that definitely take place. We work out our season schedule. Other things that go on during that time include like handling our taxes, you know, making sure that our nonprofit status is current, making sure that our food permit for the year when we serve concessions is up to date and ready to go. A lot of people think it's all just baseball and on the field, but we actually have a lot of behind the scenes work going on in this program.
And what's the nonprofit called?
Ringo Little League.
Oh, okay,
yep,
great.
Yep.
And it's an affiliate of a larger organization, right?
Yes, yes. Nonprofit organizations are any organizations that don't make money, but they contribute to community needs, such as sports or such as, for example, the St. Francis Animal Shelter. They're a nonprofit organization as well.
Great. And so you also mentioned that registration, tryouts, clinics, and coach meetings occur in March. You mentioned that to me earlier. We're nearing the end of March. People can still sign up until March 30th, right?
Yep, that's correct. This year we have an online registration, which is really nice and handy for a lot of folks who are making that online transition. So you can pay online and everything through that link that I have advertised on our Facebook page to our new website. And the registration has been open from March 15th until March 30th. We like to give a large enough window so that people can get their kids in, but give my player agent, Kayleen Harrison, enough time to build those teams because we still need a little bit of time before the 1st of April to get our teams all situated.
Okay. And then also, speaking of clinics, that happened in March. Can you talk about, like, what are clinics and did they already happen?
So right now we're working on the details for a clinic that will take place on the 3rd and 4th of April. And that is where we bring an umpire in from, he's a World Series umpire. His name is Rick Allman. And we work with the district to bring him here so that he can teach mechanics to our coaches so that if they've never coached before, or even if they have, they can brush up on any coaching mechanics and umpire mechanics so that we can have a program that has actual skill-based knowledge, right? We're not just pulling people off the street and saying, here, coach this team with no skills. You know, we have those opportunities so that we can have coaches on our field that have knowledge. And those will be going on. We don't have a time yet. Things have been going a little bit late with our district. Some things have been a little bit wonky, but we got in, and I should be getting those details today, hopefully, from Reggie Reinhart. He's our district manager.
Awesome. And so the umpire, just curious, does he live in Wrangell or he flies in from somewhere else?
Yes, he flies in from the States. I'm not exactly sure where he lives. We haven't had Rick Allman here before. In the past, we've brought Sam Griffith to town, and he's a World Series umpire. And he's a hoot. He's a great time. It's always wonderful having him here and having his skill level. But I'm looking forward to meeting Rick this year.
That's really cool. Okay. And so every team has a coach. What makes a good coach? Obviously, every team has a coach. Do some teams still need a coach? And what makes a good one?
Right now, we're good to go. We had a lot of people come out this year and involve themselves with the program and offer to be a coach, which was so wonderful. It's been pretty difficult the last few years after COVID to build our volunteer base back up and build our coaching staff back up. And so it was really great this year. We advertised for coaches and they just flooded the gates. It was great. And honestly, I feel like what makes a good coach really just patience and just remembering it's about the kids. You know, we all love to compete and be competitive and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's really we're there so that the kids have something to do and have somewhere to be where they're safe and having a good time. And if you're not winning the game, they're out there getting exercise and being healthy. And I think that we just need to support that. And I think that's what makes a good coach. You know, you can be all for the game and all for winning the game because, you know, that's the point of playing, I guess. But I think a good coach is somebody who knows that that's the bottom line, is that it's about the kids and it's about having a good time.
Yeah, definitely. And the season runs from April 1st to June 15th?
Yes. Yep. We'll start practices April 1st. Those kids that practice Monday, those will be minor league kids. They'll start the 1st of April and everybody else will follow suit that week.
And how long do you practice? Okay, so how long are practices and then when do the games start?
Okay, so for every division, it looks a little bit different. So for T-ball, usually we practice 1 hour once a week. You know, they're little kids. Their ages are 4 through 7. And then for minor league, we usually have our practices twice a week, about 1.5 hours. Those kids are ages 7 to 10. And then for major league, we usually do twice a week, 1.5 hours or 2 hours. And those kids are ages 10 to 12, or well, 9 to 12, actually. And then junior league, they are ages 12 to 16. And they usually practice a little bit more, you know, maybe 3 times a week for 2 hours. So yeah, depending on how old you are, you're on the field quite a bit in the summer.
Awesome. That's exciting. So, okay, in total, there's 9 teams,
yep,
which include 4 T-ball teams.
Yep.
2 minor league teams, yep. 2 major league, and 1 junior league team. And as you said, they're all based on ages from approximately ages 4 to 16, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. And then besides age, I mean, how do they differ? You did say the practices, you know, the younger the age, the shorter time period. But have you noticed... I'm sure there's developmental differences between the leagues too, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. So T-ball, you know, those are our little guys out there. They're running the bases backwards. They're hitting off a tee. They're having a lot of fun, right? Sometimes there's 3 kids on the mound. We're not even keeping score at this age. We're just all about fun and learning the basics and whatnot. And then when you move into minor league, we're hitting off a pitching machine. You're working on You're developing those basic skills into real skills where you're definitely running the bases the right way, right? And throwing, working on cracking that egg and getting the real throwing motion down, different things like that, learning how to overrun first base and things like that. When you move into major league, that is when you have player pitch. So our kids are no longer using a pitching machine to hit off of. You've got a few pitchers you've got to practice in. And so moving into major league poses a challenge with that because living in a small town like this, you don't necessarily have the participation that allows you to have pitching depth. So you might have 1 or 2 players on your team that can get the ball over the plate most of the time. But you probably don't have 4 or 5, you know. And so it can be tricky a little bit once the kids get into major league to just keep things rolling when we do have that switch to the player pitch. But I think the kids enjoy it, and I think that it is really good for that development because once they get into junior league, they're going to absolutely be pitching. There is no opportunity for machine pitch. So you definitely need that stage in major league where they're getting that practice and whatnot. And And yeah, they're fine tuning all their skills. You know, they're working on double plays and stuff in major league, which you aren't really working on in minor league. And so all that just builds on itself. And once you get done with your major league, you get into juniors. And that's when you're really, really fine tuning your skills. You're running faster, you're throwing better, just everything has to be a lot more in depth and whatnot. And that's why we try to find better good coaching staff. You know, as we move on, we want our coaches to, in the upper leagues, we want our coaches to have a knowledge base so that they're teaching these kids good skills.
Awesome. That's really cool. And so what have you heard from different players about their experiences playing with the Ringo Little League?
I think kids like it. I think kids have a good time out there. You know, I see a lot of smiling faces on that baseball field. And I do have to say, I feel like I do also hear that it's a bummer when our kids run out of, when they reach that age where they can no longer play. As I mentioned to you earlier, our junior league doesn't always pull enough numbers to occur. So sometimes kids play major league baseball and then they're 12 and they're aged out and that's it for them. There is not always a junior league. We've had it consistently the last few years here, but when I was younger, when I was 12 years old, that was it. I got done with major league and there was nothing else for me to look forward to. Baseball was done in this community for me. And so I have heard that type of feedback from players who are like bummed because they're like, dang it, I wish I could play this year and I can't. And that is so heartbreaking because I would really, really love for Wrangell Little League to build into, you know, high school baseball. And I wish that these kids had something to look forward to past the age of 12, which this year we have a junior league program. So that's great. But
yeah, and what, are there two teams in junior league here?
No, there are not. Usually we can only get enough for one if we can even get that.
Hmm. Yep. Okay, so how do they just play against?
We try to bring Petersburg or POW over here to compete against them, or we'll travel over there. Last year we had our junior league team go to Petersburg, and in Petersburg they met POW as well, so they got to compete with a couple of different teams, so that was great.
Okay. Awesome. And then what would be cool is, you know, after junior league, there could be an adult, you know, adult league.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Okay. So how many games a week are expected?
Okay. So usually we have, once we get into games, that'll be in May. Our opening ceremony will occur on April 27th. That's a Saturday. And then after our opening ceremony, we play games weekly. Minor league plays one game a week. Major league plays one game a week. And T-ball plays one game a week. We run it this way because we only have two teams in each league. Or, well, T-ball doesn't, but in minor league and major league. And so when I was growing up, there was always two games a week for both of those divisions. But because there was three teams usually. So, you know, you'd kind of like go back and forth. But with there only being two teams, we didn't find it necessary to have the leagues play the same team twice a week. So that's why it is that way.
Yeah. Okay, great. And then you mentioned junior league last year they traveled. What is it looking like for this year? Do you think other leagues will be traveling outside of Wrangell, or what's the forecast for that?
Yes, absolutely. We really like to see our major league competing with Petersburg at the very least. And same with our junior league. I'd like to get some more outside competition involved and not just Petersburg. But the timeline for our season schedule does not always match up with the other communities in the outer line areas. They seem to start a little bit later than we do. And so by the time they're ready to have some outside competition, we're wrapping things up with our season. And so just hopefully we can get some timelines that work out. But that's still in the works at the moment.
Okay. And lastly, the Wrangell Little League has been running for 52 years, and that's been since 1972. And it's all volunteer based, which is really cool to think about. You grew up here, and you also played in the Little League. Can you just talk about your experience?
I think it's so cool. It's really incredible that this community can come together like that to make this program happen. I don't know if people realize how many individuals it takes on any given game night to run Little League, but it's 15 or more. You've got, you know, somebody up in the score booth keeping the score and somebody running a book and somebody doing pitch count. So that's three people up in your score booth. You've got probably four people in your concession stand. So then that's seven people right there. You got two coaches and one dugout. You got two coaches in the other dugout. An umpire out there, maybe two, you know, so this program takes at least 15 volunteers willing to be out there on any given game night. And that's a lot. That's a big pull. Without all these people who are willing to keep this program running, it would just simply fall apart and kids in this community wouldn't have baseball. And that would be devastating. I remember playing baseball and it was just a really big part of my life. My dad coached me. It was a really big part of my dad's life when he was one of the kids who played the very first season of Wrangell Little League that ever occurred here. He's actually in the museum for hitting the first home run ball over the fence that ever happened. And so it's just Little League runs through our blood in this family. And I'm really glad that I can be in this position and give back and watch all the volunteers come together to make it happen. It's really cool.
That's great. Speaking of concessions, what are the foods to be expected?
Oh, you know, all the good baseball stuff. We got to have hot dogs and popcorn, and there'll be pretzels with cheese and haystacks and burgers, I'm sure. You can look forward to all that good stuff up at the baseball field this coming season.
Great. Exciting. I'm excited to be in the bleachers.
Eating the good stuff,
eating
right?
Eating the good stuff. Yeah. So, okay, do you have any stories to share about memorable moments that happened with the Little League over the last 52 years?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I there's so many. I guess one of my favorites was when I was coaching. I think I was coaching the Rays, and it was maybe my second season coaching, or maybe it was my first season coaching. But I coached with my dad, which was really cool. And we had... kids that are in high school now, man, some of them are going to be graduating here in the next couple of years. But we had a whole crew of kids and we were kind of the underdog of the season. You know, I don't know if we'd even won one single game. And one of those nights we were down like 13-0 and just, I don't know, they had such good spirits, even though we were getting crushed, and we went out there with such a good attitude. And I think at the end of the night, like, somebody got a home run and we ended the score with like 13-1, but those kids were like literally carrying the one kid up on their shoulders there in the dugout, cheering and screaming, so many big smiles on their faces. There was a lot of personal victories that had occurred that night. I remember one kid got caught a fly ball just on the outside of first base there and different things. So just that was a really good memory for me, coaching them and being the underdog team, but still having such a just a joyful time. It was so much fun. It was such a great game, and we got our butts kicked. And it was great. And all those kids are, like I said, they're all in high school, and just I love coaching, and I loved coaching them, and I watch them now, and they're just all turning into really awesome young adults, and it's fun to have those memories with them when they were young.
Yeah, that's a great visual, like, description of that one game.
Well, cool.
Okay, so again, this is all volunteer run. What positions are needed to make this all happen now? Like, there are some that are filled. What positions are you looking for to be filled?
We have a board that is kind of small. I would have to consult my book to see the titles of every position that we still have available. But I can tell you that we only, I'm in the president position currently. We have Kayleen Harrison. Most of you guys know her. She's so wonderful. She's a volunteer through and through that helps everywhere she can in this community. And she's one of the biggest backbones of this Wrangell Little League program. It would not be the same without Kayleen Harrison. I just have to say that. She's the player agent, but she does so much more than act as just my player agent. She's great. And then we also have Cassie Schlotzhauer. She is our treasurer. And then we have Brittany Rowan. She's the secretary. And Luana Wellens is our concession stand manager. But there are other things that we could... There are other positions that could be filled. There are other roles that could be taken on. There's multimedia management. There's, you know, vice president. There's a lot of different positions. I'm not totally sure. I'm sorry about that. But we're willing. We would love to have more people on the board, and, you know, we're willing to let people know what they can do to help and stuff. If you just reach out to us, we would love to have more hands on deck at any time.
Great. And then are you still looking for people to work concession too?
Oh, absolutely. As we roll into our games that will occur in May, we will need regular, like I mentioned to you earlier, about 15 people every game night. We'll need all that. We will need people in the concession stand, and we'll need people to keep score, and we will need people to ump and those things. So if you're out there listening and you're interested in being a volunteer for the Wrangell Little League program, please reach out. Please fill out a volunteer form so we can get your background check in and done. And we'd love to have you on the field this year.
And how can people get a hold of you, join, you know, whether it's, you know, working the concession or umping or also like being in the team? How can they?
Okay, so if you're looking to register, then you can register online if you'd like. If you're looking to be a volunteer, you can go to our website online as well, which I have advertised on our Facebook page. And then there's also paper copies of these forms that are available at the elementary school office, the library, and both grocery stores have a registration application and a volunteer form.
For Wrangell Little League. Okay, and just going back a few years when COVID, the pandemic hit, how did COVID affect the Little League team or league?
Well, that was, as everybody knows, that was such a just a devastating time for everything, sports included. And so, unfortunately, we were not able to have a season for that 2020 year, which was a huge bummer for us. Little League International had postponed it and gave us a lot of stipulations that we were going to have to follow. And then they postponed it again and was just like, yep, we're still working on things on our end. We'll have a league or we'll have a season, but we're just working through the kinks, you know, and they postponed it. And then eventually they canceled the whole season. And unfortunately, you know, we are Wrangell Little League, so we're our own program, right? But we respond to somebody above us. And so Little League International said no baseball, and Wrangell Little League had to abide by that.
Okay. And then, how did was it a slow buildup of teams after that year, or were people ready to get back in?
No, I feel like it took away from our program a lot. We definitely have had to build our volunteer base back up since then. I feel like participation for the kids fell off. There was a lot of kids that year who would have been, you know, it would have been their last year in major league. And so since they didn't get that season, and then junior league isn't always, you know, it's not always a go. It's not consistent. So, you know, I think that was a huge bummer for some of those kids. They maybe never played again because of that. And that's a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about Wrangell Little League?
I'm just very excited for another season. We had that sunshine last week and we had our tryouts. They went really well. The sun was a bonus. It felt great to be on the field and to see some of the skills that we'll be looking at this season. So I'm looking forward to a really great baseball season with all the people in this community.
Great. And then, so again, registration, you can register until March 30th, but you did say tryouts happened last week. Does that mean if you didn't try out, you can't join? What does that mean?
Okay. So for our community, since we're so small, we don't turn people away. We basically run the tryout program because the spread of ages that we have there. For major league, you can be 9 through 12. And for minor league, you can play up until you're 10, right? So if you are at a certain skill level and you're age 9, you can play up into major league. Or if you're not at a certain skill level, then you still play in minor league. So we hold those tryouts. We keep them open so that we can see where everybody's at, what skill level they have, and then we can try and place teams based on the skill level so that our teams are a little bit more competitive and things of that nature. So that's why we have our major league tryouts, but we will not turn anybody away. If you miss tryouts, please register and sign up. That doesn't mean you can't play. Major league tryouts really just happen for the placement of the players.
That's great. Thank you so much, Brianna. That was Brianna Schilling talking about Rainbow Little League.